Over these past couple of years here in our country, we've been celebrating a national Eucharistic revival. I think it is in response to a sense that perhaps we take the Eucharist for granted, that perhaps in our country it's become just something customary to go to Mass, receive communion, but not to realize what it is, but more so who it is that we are receiving in the most intimate of ways. Over these past years, we had a year that was focused on diocesan initiatives to kind of elevate the beauty of the real presence of Christ. We've had a year of parish initiatives, perhaps in your own parish, wherever you are from. There was an opportunity to speak more about the incredible gift of love that God sent to us through his Son, and about how the Lord feeds us, about how he gives us himself, not a symbol, but truly himself, because he said, "This is my body and this is my blood." He did not say, "This is a symbol of my body," or "This is a symbol of my blood." He said, "This is." And so as a result, it's important for us to remember the fact of that beauty of the real presence is so special. And we are called upon to give reverence to the Eucharist and also to enter into the incredible mystery. If someone were to ask you to explain the mystery of the Eucharist, it's impossible because it is a mystery. I've often thought that whenever children ask questions, sometimes like, why is the sky blue? Why did God make the grass green? Folks, we don't have answers to those things. So a proper response is just very simply, it's a mystery. Because if you try to answer it, a child will just keep going with more and more questions. And we've lost a sense of mystery when we want answers to something, we go right to our phone and we Google something. Even our own medical problems, it's amazing how we can self-diagnose through Dr. Google. But actually, we have to recognize that there are certain things in life we trust in God, and we give him our lives. Last weekend in Indianapolis, we celebrated a National Eucharistic Congress. Perhaps you were there. There were over 50,000 people there. And in the midst of 50,000 people, who did I run into but Father Anthony, the rector here of the National Basilica, of this beautiful shrine. And so as a result, I spoke to him and said, "I'm going to be in Orlando." And he said, "Oh, why don't you come and visit? I'm a priest originally here of the Diocese of Orlando." So in many ways, it's coming home. But I served on the north part of town, and then this is on the south part of town. You see, here in Orlando, people actually do live here. And that's kind of up on the north and here in the south as well. And there's a whole industry that, yes, is very much based on tourism and the visitors that come, but a very thriving economy as well. I spent 22 wonderful years here as a priest, as a pastor up on in Longwood, Altamont, and Oviedo, and a campus minister at the University of Central Florida. So it was good to run into Father Anthony in the midst of all of those people. God wanted us to have a very quick meeting and a visit. And at the National Eucharistic Congress, it was pretty amazing how with thousands of people in this stadium, during the time of adoration, you could hear a pin drop. That in the midst of all of those people, there was a beautiful sense of that reverence and mystery. And that's something that I hope we carry with us every time that we come to Mass, to hear the Word of God, to honor and celebrate the gift of community, to be able to receive the presence of our Lord. Today, we begin the Bread of Life discourse in this particular cycle of readings, as I mentioned in the beginning of Mass. So normally during this cycle B, we've been reading from Mark. I'm sure if I asked you what the gospel reading was about last weekend, you'd be able to tell me right away. You may recall it ended with, they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he had great compassion for them. Well, now we skip to the Gospel of John, chapter 6, which is all about the beauty of Christ feeding the people, and we begin by hearing about this multiplication of the barley loaves and the fish. And it's wonderful for us to take this break in the midst of Mark's readings to concentrate every 3 years on the Eucharist and on what exactly it is that we are receiving. Our story today in the gospel is very beautiful because it speaks about a group of people who are like us. You see, the people who are with the Lord out in the wilderness, they travel with him in the wilderness. And that represents us. They are seeking something for something. They are searching. And that is ourselves. We may not realize it, but when we are placed here upon this earth, we have some separation from God, and our heart has a desire to return to him. My friends, we are citizens of heaven. We are pilgrims on a journey here through this life and this world. And every day we are called upon to find our God, to seek him and to search. I want to say thank you for making this a stop on your journey this morning, because you had a choice today. You could have stayed, maybe had a nice brunch or breakfast, could have stayed in bed, maybe could have been going outside and working in the yard, doing whatever, reading the paper, if anybody does that any longer, whatever it might be. But you didn't. We are all seeking and searching, and we came together as a family around this holy altar to be fed. And so it's wonderful for us to answer that call of the Lord, because throughout our whole lives we're looking for God, looking to find him. And I often say every day, I can tell you in my own life, I try to find him by discovering beauty, understanding truth, and inspiring goodness. When we seek beauty, truth, and goodness, inevitably we will be led to our God. So we're seeking today, like those people that were following Jesus. He wanted to try to find some quiet time. They followed him because they were looking for something more. They needed to be fed. And feeding is exactly what he does. Look at how the Lord takes something so simple. He knew what he was going to do, the scriptures tell us. So he takes this very simple offering from a little boy, and suddenly everybody is fed. And not only are they fed, there's leftovers. Because when God gives us gifts, he is extravagant. And God gives us gifts in abundance. So today is a message for us, perhaps, to think about the gifts in our own lives. Sometimes we spend a lot of time thinking about what we don't have, but maybe what everybody else has. And that's just going to lead to misery. But when we realize that God has given us something very special, first and foremost, we're living and breathing here today. And we have the gift of life, which is sacred. So to have that opportunity to receive generously and to share generously, to realize the incredible abundance of our God, and that he gives us something so special, and he wants us then to share that as well. God is never cheap with us, never. Look at how when he gave us the gift of his Son, he sent his best. He sent his best, and nothing is too good for the Lord in return. So for ourselves, every day we can also try to give our best. That when we receive the Lord, we realize we are called upon to share that gift with others, not just to consume, but also to give. And finally, and I think what is so important in this particular reading is, why did Jesus do what he did? You know, he could have just kept on going with the crowds and let them follow him, but he wanted to make sure that they were full, that they were fed, that they were nourished. He realized that their bodies needed something so that their mind and soul could absorb, could be formed, could be converted and transformed. So today, as we hear this particular reading, we see that Jesus acts out of love and out of incredible compassion for the people. And that's what he does for us. The Eucharist is something that is an act of immense love. What is the best gift we can give to someone? It is not something material. It is ourselves. And God knows that, and God does that when he gives us his real presence, so that we know we are never alone, that we know that God is with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The Lord is with us, and he wants us to be present to him, to be able to give that gift back to him. So my friends, today as we begin this couple of weeks where we concentrate on the bread of life, on John chapter 6, it's important for us to think about our own relationship with the Eucharist, about our own motivations for coming to Mass, what it is that we are receiving, doing so with reverence and a great sense of mystery. Something beautiful about our Catholic faith, many of you are travelers here, you're visitors here. It's beautiful that in our Catholic faith, whenever we go into a Catholic church, wherever it is in the world, we should feel at home. Even if Mass is in another language, we will know what's going on because we are a church that is universal. And so wherever we go in the world, when you walk into a Catholic church, what do you look for? A crucifix, the tabernacle, the altar. And it's beautiful to be able to realize our soul is at home here in this place. And we ourselves, when we receive communion, we become a tabernacle. Here in this particular temple, there's a beautiful tabernacle here behind the altar. It's massive. It's a place where that presence of Christ is, and right next to it is a candle. And when that candle is lit, it's a message that Jesus is in the house, that Jesus is here with us. He is present. My dear friends, when we receive communion, we become a tabernacle. We become a resting place for the Lord. And our light is not to go around carrying a candle to everybody, but through our thoughts, our words, and our actions is bringing that real presence of Christ, not just here in these walls, but beyond. We are called to be missionaries of the Eucharist, to be witnesses, and the world may not understand that, and the world may mock that. They may not understand others, what the Eucharist, the real presence, our beliefs are all about, but that should inspire us to be stronger witnesses, that others will know us because of the love that we share, because of the joy that we have from hearing his word, being together as a community, and receiving the Eucharist, and then being sent forth to transform the world, to be able to do our best as we seek our God, as we relish in his extravagance and his abundance, and as we share the gift of his compassion. So each and every day, as we go through this particular week, I ask you to remember this reading, to become a resting place for the Lord, and to be able to share that incredible abundance with others, that from this place that is in honor of Our Lady, that we ask for her intercession to be missionaries of the Eucharist, that she who said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior," we leave here not glum-faced, not having checked a box, but rather being joyful witnesses of all that we have received and of whom we have encountered. Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. Amen.